everyone. Welcome back to the BenHeck.com podcast, episode 47. I am Ben Heckendorn, a.k.a. Ben Heck.
And Dorn.
Right.
And I'm Jason Jones. Or something.
Okay. Well, we're back. It's been a few weeks, but stuff has been happening, so the podcast, since it is not a paid project, is hard to prioritize. Possumus Man is not a paid project either, but that's different.
Yeah, you actually have to pay to do that.
Yeah, it's like going to the dentist and having them pay them to torture you.
Yes.
Strange how that works. Anyway, I guess we haven't talked about E3 yet, since that has occurred.
Yeah, but what was that, like 2 weeks ago already or something?
Well, yeah, but I think it's been like 3 weeks since we've had a podcast. So.
Well, I know, but I'm just thinking time-wise when it happened.
Yeah, so we'll probably talk about that. I think we were also going to talk about, not specifically The Dark Knight, but what that might mean for Hollywood and how pretty soon every movie is either going to be based off a video game or a comic book. It's pretty much there already. Yes. And, yeah, what else? Wii 60? Or,
Wii 60? Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know. You should make a Wii 60, Jones.
Maybe I will.
You should. I'm sure, I guarantee someone would buy it.
That's probably true. Like I was saying, it's something that on the interwebs, I'm sure somebody would find intriguing.
Yes. Games we've been playing. What have you been playing, Jones?
I haven't been playing much, but I played that Civilization Revolution game for a little while today. That's pretty cool. It's definitely a consoleized version of Civilization from the PC days, and so they've stripped out a lot of the complexity of it, but it's still pretty fun. Like, now you can blast through an entire game in, like, about 3 hours, probably. Whereas on the PC, you're talking at least 10, if not 15 hours. And so they streamlined a lot of things, and so you don't have to do a lot of kind of the micromanagement anymore. So it's pretty cool. It's fun. And you can play online and all that, just like on the PC. And then otherwise, I think the only other thing I've played at all recently was, like, Rock Band. I've started kind of trying to play drums now. So, other than that, not much. The Who Pack came out for Rock Band. That was pretty cool. I think that was just a couple weeks ago now, like the 15th or something.
Yeah, there's some neat songs on that. What have I been playing? Not a heck of a lot either. I was playing Shivering Isles yesterday, and I've been trying to get back into Call of Duty 4 a little bit.
But you're realizing it's lame.
You're lame.
Good.
Yeah, I actually did a project that sort of is involved with Call of Duty 4 to an extent. We'll probably have it on our site once they get the video up, but it should be interesting. Jones knows what it is, but
yes. See, sworn to secrecy.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, if you look at my website, you know, you might, you know, not see an update for 2 weeks and think that I'm not doing anything, and that's usually not the case. Well, sometimes it is, but usually I'm doing things, but I usually am not at liberty to talk about them.
Yeah, trust me, it's pretty rare for Ben to go 2 weeks and not do anything.
Maybe like a day or two.
Maybe a couple days, yeah.
Yesterday I did. Well, yesterday I took the day off to work on Possumus Man, but
yes, because you had been working on something else before that.
Yeah, something else I cannot talk about until it is something else. And anyway, but something I can talk about is our PS3 controller, the Axis controller. That should be coming out pretty soon. We should have a shipping update here pretty soon. And then I have to make a prototype of the Xbox 360 version for that thing's review. But whatever. Progress is happening. yeah. And, well, one thing I think I will talk about, why not, is that I'm going to be working with THQ, the game company, and they have a game coming out that they're going to do a contest for, and they're going to have me build the prize. And I wonder what it is. Hint, it's a highly sought-after thing that I build. So, yeah, that'll be coming up here in the next few months. Another fun Rush project. But, yeah, so there's stuff going on. Of course, Posthumous Man 2 is underway. And by my last estimates, we have that about 72% filmed. So,
nice.
Of course, you know, filming in Port Washington went pretty well the summer of 2002 as well. Probably not as fast, though, because, you know, we were doing pickup shots all fall as well, and that shouldn't be the case of Posthumous Man.
And that was a far more complex movie. We had a lot more location shooting and things like that, many more people involved, so it made it a lot more difficult to pull it all together.
Yeah, we probably had about, what was like 40-some speaking parts in that movie.
Yeah, that'd be pretty crazy even for most Hollywood movies, I think.
Posthumous Man maybe might be like 12 or something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But does that number include the possum? You'll have to find out when you watch the movie.
But I'm just going to warn everyone now, don't expect a masterpiece. If you've seen the first Posthumous Man, imagine that movie with better editing and better videography, but not much. And it's kind of an homage to the first movie. You know what I mean? It's not like we're trying to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, better costume design.
Well, that's a lot better. Yeah. Because it couldn't have been much worse.
Yeah.
I am happy. Like, everyone that sees the costume is impressed by it, and it's held up really well, no matter how many propane tanks it hits, or lawnmowers, or branches.
Yeah. Well, we were even filming a couple of weeks ago at a park, and a kid who was probably like, I don't know, 6, 7, maybe 8 years old, popped out of the woods or whatever and saw the costume, and he's like, it's a possum! So, like, he was actually able to figure out what the hell it was just based on the costume, which I think we were all a little shocked by.
It was just the head at that point, because the rest of it wasn't on. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I wanted to make it the proportions of a possum head. That's why the head looks so big, but it's actually makes it more proportionate. And apparently I must have done something right.
That's
and
right.
The eyes glow red when needed.
And
always
smoke
fun.
Comes out of its nose.
Yes, and blood comes out of its teeth. That part, well, we've only tried it once so far. That doesn't work quite as well as I'd like. I think we can do better.
It definitely looks ridiculous, so.
Well, that's the idea, isn't it?
Exactly.
The possum even has a tail. We need to do a shot where the possum comes out of a tree upside down, hanging by its tail, and gets somebody.
I want it to, like, strangle somebody with its tail.
Well, what about, we haven't killed Dave yet. Maybe that's what we could do for Dave, because we haven't really figured out his death yet.
The possum could be in a tree and dangle its tail down and, like, grab him and hang him.
Oh, how about it hangs him and then pops his head off?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Yeah, that would probably be actually easier than making the possum come out of a tree upside down by its tail. That would be kind of like Batman-esque if it did that. But, yeah, so I think like it's a 16-page outline. There's no script. It's just an outline. The outline, you know, it tells you what the scenes are and whatnot. It has like sample dialogue, like key dialogue the movie needs, but the rest is ad-lib. And it's like we have most of it filmed, but of course, the first 2 pages, the beginning of it, we haven't done yet, and the last 3 pages, I think, or it's not even that much we have left, but we still have to have like a truck chase and firewall and all this stuff. It's definitely got more action than my last few movies. It's no shortage of that. And lots of gunfire. It's kind of an homage to the late, great actor Charlton Heston. We put a bunch of gunfire in the movie.
There's even a scene that's a nice reference to a infamous quote of Chuck's, so.
Oh, that's right! Yeah. Yes! Yeah. Yeah, I've insisted on that part. Well, yeah, I'll just say what it is. Mike rolls down a hill, and there's a dead hunter laying there who's been killed by the possum, and the hunter has rigor mortis, and Mike has to pry his gun out of his cold, dead fingers to use it to shoot the possum. Yeah. Okay. Oh, and since we're switching around the beginning, I think we'll be able to use those Adlai Stevenson bumper stickers again, so don't use them all. All
right.
Save at least one.
Okay.
I still got to find that truck, but I think I have a lead on that.
Nice.
Yeah, anyway. All right, well, yeah. Gaming news, or I guess we could just, you know, start with talking about E3.
Yeah, I suppose.
All right, so E3 was back again in its small state, as it was. And, yeah, Microsoft had a lot of good announcements.
Yeah, I'd say overall the show was probably fairly weak, but, I mean, I guess that's probably kind of normal at this point. You know, when all the companies, their hardware's already been out there a couple of years, you know, now it's just kind of, I guess, the games, which is what's important, but, or, you know, different features they're bringing. But, yeah, I thought, you know, overall, I thought that, you know, Microsoft probably did have the best E3 of the three companies, just because they had the big Final Fantasy announcement, which I don't really give a shit about, but it's big for them to get that away from Sony as an exclusive.
Oh, definitely.
And then the thing that I was probably the most excited about was the Netflix announcement, which I think would be pretty cool, with being able to use their on-demand video service via your 360. Because right now I barely ever use that because I can only, like, watch it on my computer or whatever. But once that works through the 360, I'll probably get a lot more mileage out of it. I'm trying to think what other kind of bigger stuff they had that they announced.
Oh, the new dashboard.
Yeah, the new dashboard, which, you know, I guess I've seen a lot of hate out there for it. And, I mean, I would agree. I think it's unnecessary for them to change it, but I suppose at the same time, they probably look at it like, well, we've had this dashboard out for 3 years now. We probably need to do something with it.
Now, the avatars, that's lame.
Yeah, the avatar thing's just stupid. The dashboard change, I don't really mind it. I mean, to me, it's like reminiscent of like the Arrow interface in Vista, or like how you can do that 3D toggle thing. Like, normally you do your Alt-Tab thing, and it, you know, like on your normal computer screen, it'll just let you flip between
Arrow flip things. Is what that's called, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's kind of what it reminded me of from stuff that I saw. And I think kind of the one big thing that people seem to miss in all of it, but I've just kind of noticed it in some screenshots, is it looks like what they've done is they've made it where kind of the dashboard we're used to is what comes up when you hit the guide button. Which I think that's pretty awesome, because the old guide interface was probably one of the few things that they really needed to work on.
And by that he means the thing that comes out the side.
Like while you're in-game and you hit the guide button. Yeah.
I mean, it works, but it's sometimes kind of slow.
So, I mean, but yeah, the avatars, it's, you know, obviously like a knee-jerk reaction to Mii's and to PlayStation's home thing that they're going to have coming out. And
Lame.
And it's like, you know what, it's perfectly okay for, you know, each company to kind of have their own things. You know, it's like everybody's kind of ripping everybody off. Like, Nintendo's kind of ripping Microsoft off with their WiiWare thing compared to the XNA thing that Microsoft has, and then Sony's ripping off the achievements and stuff with trophies, and then Sony, you know, ripped off Nintendo with the motion crap and the six axis, and, you know, it's like,
well, if the next Xbox doesn't have a motion controller, I'll eat my hat.
Yeah, I'd be shocked.
Unfortunately.
Sadly enough, but this is what happens. But,
you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it's similar to that thing I made the other day. Think about something like that. If it was just like, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Yeah, it could be.
We'll see. I still wish Microsoft would just call me up and ask me if I wanted to work on the new Xbox. I'll just say it. I mean, I think that'd be cool. I would do it. I mean, I'd charge them, but I'd still do it.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
It would be more than a dollar, but, you know.
But yeah, I don't know. So they had that, and then Nintendo pretty much proved that they've, you know, turned their back on their, you know, audience that has kept them afloat all these years, like the hardcore gamers and stuff, because it was kind of funny, even though I'm, like, supposed to be Microsoft guy or whatever, I didn't even watch the full Microsoft presentation, but I watched the Nintendo and Sony ones for whatever reason.
Yeah, whoever that woman was, I just wanted to strangle
her. Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, who goes to a national convention and shows slides of her kids at a playground?
Yeah. It was, like, pretty weak, but, yeah, I mean, they really didn't announce much of anything. I mean, I guess the closest thing they had to, like, a game for the hardcore gamers, which I think is kind of a stretch, was the new Animal Crossing that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it was, you know, a new Wii Sports game, which, you know, we knew that was coming at some point, and then
This Wii Music picture,
and
that's just
and
pathetic.
And this god-awful abortion that is Wii Music. Talk about a weak-ass attempt to, you know, like, get in on the rhythm music game. Oh, I'm sure it will, but God, it looked like complete garbage.
Didn't Nintendo used to make games?
I thought so, but I don't know, it doesn't seem that way anymore.
I gotta find that god-awful picture of Wii Music. I just saw it, and I'm like, this is horseshit. In the game itself, your Wii characters are sitting there, you know, playing their instruments. In the background, there's like a Jumbotron version of them, and it just looks like it looks like Fisher-Price Rock Band. There's really no other way to put it.
Well, it's just so stupid, because, like, in the demo, they had, like, Miyamoto comes out, and he's, like, playing a trumpet or flute or something, and so he's, like, holding the goddamn Wiimote up to his mouth and, like, hitting the buttons on it and stuff, and it's like, oh, give me a goddamn break. It's just, ugh. I mean, there's certain things I think that, you know, aren't bad with the Wii, but then they go and do crap like that, and they just pretty much are shitting all over, you know, the actual gamers who like their system or have supported them over the last two decades.
Yeah, all these hardcore Nintendo fans that, you know, pushed the Wii back when it was coming out and defended it, Nintendo's taking a dump on their face.
Yeah. And then now, kind of what we've been saying ever since it came out is coming true, that, you know, like with Microsoft adding in the avatar things now and crap, is it's like, it's gonna, you know, they brought this thing out, they don't care about the gamers, and they're just doing it to sell as many consoles as they can, which, I mean, hey, they're a business, they're entitled to do that. But now this whole, like, casual gaming BS, it's starting to seep over into the other systems.
And it won't last.
Yeah, and it's, you know, just going to end up screwing over the people that actually, you know, buy more than one type of game, or, you know, actually have played games for more than the last year.
So there's a lot of people that, you know, stopped gaming when Atari crashed and they never started up again.
Yeah, it's like you were saying, the neighbor guy, he just bought a 360 and a Wii, right?
And he said it was the first console, first system he had since the Atari, and he's like my age.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure he's not the only person like that, you know, kind of gave up on it after the Atari crash when they just
right,
started
I'm just
shoveling
saying,
junk
what,
out
what
on the market.
What will happen when all this casual bullshit crashes?
Well, that's what we've been saying, is it's like, you know, this casual crap, it's like everybody's going to knee-jerk and go after it, and then it'll be a fad, you
just
know, like
SUVs.
Atkins diet or SUVs.
Everyone's like, hey, let's make SUVs, and all of a sudden, blam, the market falls out, and now Ford and GM are, like, struggling.
Yeah, and even Toyota is, too. They're down compared to last year. Nobody likes to talk about that, though, because they're one of those, you know, favorite Japanese companies.
Oh, speaking of anything from anything that's not from America is better than American. I was in Mount Horeb the other day, and this idiot would come to a complete dead stop at the fucking roundabout. And they're just sitting there, and it was like, it was not an old person too, it was like a young girl. And I'm thinking, what are you doing there? She's like, came to it like it was a stop sign, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, I hate this horse shit. Roundabouts.
I had somebody do that in Mount Horeb a couple of weeks ago, too. I had to sit there and just lay on the horn because they sat there and sat there and sat there, and I could tell they were just never going
to
go.
Were they waiting for a light to be constructed so that they could get the signal to go?
I don't know. And even after I laid on my horn, they, like, took their sweet-ass time going, and it's like a two-lane thing going around it, and the person to the left of them went as well, and they still sat there.
Do you ever trust people, though, with a two-lane thing? I mean, it's kind of scary, I think.
Well, the thing, though, with the two-lane thing is, like, the person on their left was going. So that meant if there was a car coming from the other way, guess what? They're going to hit that guy. And she still sat there.
Yeah, those things always make me nervous, unless there's no one else around. Of course, I had to admit, if there is no one else around, I like, use both lanes.
You're one of those bastages.
Ha ha!
That's the thing I hate the most about these things, is people don't know how to drive on them. They, like, go weaving back and forth between lanes and stuff, and, I just blow past everybody. Screw them.
I suppose there's some rationale, like, oh, street lamps cost X amount, and the electricity to run them costs X amount, and yeah, whatever. They still suck.
Die.
Yes, this has replaced every intersection in America with roundabouts. Ugh.
Lame.
Well, see, Mount Horeb, they had one in the middle of the town, and then they decided they had, like, this whole stretch where they have all their, like,
yeah, so now there's, like,
bullshit.
Six or seven of them there.
Probably at least five, yeah, it's quite a few. So, yeah, it's like you go through a roundabout, then you go about 100 feet, and there's another roundabout.
I think there's actually six altogether.
So, to our European or other countries with roundabout penetration, what do you think about roundabouts? Are we being really hard on them, or do you think they're also not that great?
They're probably okay if people actually know how to drive on them, but people over here are frickin' morons and can't stay in their lane.
Well, that's why you just shouldn't change it. They just kind of scare me, because you don't know what other drivers are going to do. Ugh, roundabouts.
Actually, you don't really know what the hell anybody's going to do, no matter where you are on the roads.
The best thing to do is just assume every other driver on the road is an idiot.
Yes, and usually you're right by making that assumption.
And unless they turn and look at you, assume they don't see you.
Yes.
And then maybe still assume they don't. Yeah.
But anyway, back to E3. Let's see. So, yeah, Nintendo's show pretty much sucked. And then Sony's was just, like, okay. They didn't really announce much either. I guess they had a trailer for God of War 3. Of course, it didn't show much of anything, but I guess it confirmed what everybody already, you know, I think assumed that it was going to be coming. And then, once again, they still don't have a release date for Home, which has been delayed how many times now? And
everything on the PlayStation is delayed. Didn't they basically say Gran Turismo 5 might not come out until, like, 2010 or something ridiculous like that?
Yeah, there was, like, absolutely nothing at E3 about Gran Turismo 5. They had, like, this little bullshit thing about Gran Turismo TV in the prologue game they brought out, but there was nothing about the real Gran Turismo game.
I'd be curious to see if the PlayStation 3 sales continue to be strong after that Final Fantasy announcement, because, you know, like Dave Campbell, the diehard PS3 fanboy, even he said, well, gosh, I guess I shouldn't have bought one now, knowing that.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of my thing, is it's too bad for Microsoft that they couldn't have made that deal like a year ago, because I think over the last year a lot of people have been scooping up PS3s in preparation for that game.
Mm-hmm.
Where if they could have made that announcement a year ago, you know, a lot of those people might have said, oh, screw it, I'll get a 360.
Did Metal Gear Solid sell well?
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid sold pretty well. I think it sold, like, God, what was it, like 3 million copies so far? It's, like, selling really well.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And it moved a decent number of PS3s from what I read, so
it was a good game.
And then there was that MAG game that they announced where it's going to have, like, 256 players online, and then you can form up into, like, squads of 8 players. It sounded like an interesting concept. We'll have to see how it gets implemented.
Are there 256 PlayStation 3 owners, though?
Yes.
Sorry, I had to say that.
But, I don't know, it sounded like an interesting game. It was one that I don't think anybody had really heard of before the show.
I wonder what the PlayStation Online stuff is like. I mean, like, the community. I mean, I guess I used to play Resistance, and I guess there was always a game going, even back then.
Oh, yeah, I think there's, you know, plenty of people online on there. I mean, of course, it pales in comparison to the number of people on Xbox Live just because of, you know, sheer volume, but I mean, you can just see that in game sales for games that are on both systems. Usually the 360 version, you know, sells about two for every one of the PS3.
You know, I was just thinking about those onion rings. I don't think beer batter was the way to go.
Oh, the ones Mary made?
Yeah, they should have had, like, breadcrumbs. I think that's what you're supposed to do, actually.
Yeah, you gotta use breading with it. They're actually good right when she first took them out, because I had one right away, and it was, like, way better than that turd or craptastic thing that we had over at Quaker Steak and Lube. Because those were just, like, all breading. They didn't, like, have any flavor to them at all.
You know, I think those, the surface area of the onion pieces was too large, and that's why the breading fell off of it, you know?
Hmm. I think she said she's going to give up now, and she's just going to buy them, like, frozen from the store and put them in a fry daddy now, but she had to...
Cheese curds are kind of fun to make.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
That's what I should do. I should make some cheese curds.
I should get my fry daddy down here.
Do you have, like, a cool one?
Oh, I've got a freaking badass one.
Is it better than Dale's badass one?
I don't know what he has, but mine, it's like, you could make enough, like, deep-fried shit for an entire family with it.
Well, he had, like, it was here. Remember that thing? It was like this?
Don't remember it.
Oh. Here's a fun recipe for everyone at home. If you have a Fry Daddy, go to the grocery store and buy those, flour tortilla things are usually pretty cheap, and I don't know, they're usually like 7 inches in diameter. You know those ones. Anyway, you take those and like you cut them into quarters, you know, into 4 pieces using a knife, and then just throw them in a Fry Daddy for like a minute or two, and it makes the best nacho chips ever. And then put a lot of salt on them too. Man, I want to do that. Where is your Fry Daddy?
I think it's in Richland Center.
Hmm. Did she keep that pot of grease? Or where did she...
The pot of grease. Oh, from last night.
Or did
night,
she dump it out?
Yeah, it's in the sink, so it's...
Oh, I thought she said she can, like, put the grease back in one of the grease
Maybe she did.
Buckets.
I don't know. I mean, the pot's in the sink. I guess I didn't look too close to see.
I wonder how often, like, a place like McDonald's changes its grease.
I don't know.
Like, every
if
day,
any of
maybe,
you out
or...
there work at McDonald's, let us know.
Yeah, okay, so we need to know what Europeans think of roundabouts and how often grease is changed at McDonald's. Don't worry, we're not with the FDA. But yeah, so, yeah, those onion rings were a little disappointing.
Yeah.
You should have just got a bucket of wings again.
Yeah, I was surprised by those onions. I wanted to try them, though, but they were, yeah, they were, like, all breading. Like, I bit into the one, and I'm like, I mean, I'm not, like, a big fan of onions anyways, but I can eat an onion ring, and, like,
Yeah. That
was just, like, it was literally just like you stuck your hand in a bowl of breading and threw it in your mouth. There just wasn't anything else to it.
That's true. I think we bought too many appetizers. We should just went with wings. Those add up pretty fast.
That's all right.
I guess we weren't too far over, except for that final giant MGD I bought. What a shock.
Yeah, those mozzarella sticks were a bit of a ripoff. We only got, like, what were there, like, 6 or 7 on that plate? And I think it was, like, $6 or $7 for the mozzarella sticks.
Again, we should have just got a bucket of wings.
Well, I don't like wings, so.
Oh.
But,
Really?
Yeah, I don't like anything where you gotta, like, actually eat it off the bone.
Oh. Look, a bone!
I like to keep my, like, mental detachment or something from the animal I'm eating. I'm
so you
one,
don't
I'm one
like
of those assholes.
KFC then, either?
Hey, I like Famous Bowls.
Because it's off the bone?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I've tried to have ribs before, and just can't do it.
Huh.
The meat didn't taste very good either off the ribs when I had them that time, but yeah, peeling it off the bone.
You ever been to like Famous Dave's? That's pretty good.
Yeah, I've been there before.
Mm, that sounds good.
Arby's sounds good. I never got over there yesterday.
Is there a Famous Dave's in Madison?
Yeah, it's down Fish Hatchery Road.
Hmm.
It's either off of Fish Hatch or... I think it's just after Park and Fish Hatch join. It's either just after or just before. So.
Gosh, I haven't been to Arby's in a coon's age either.
I don't want to get in on that beef and cheddar action, 2 for $4.
Maybe we should do that after the podcast.
Yes! I haven't had a goddamn beef and cheddar in a long time, and those things are like the hotness.
Well, don't they have like a bunch of like wussy cilantro sandwiches or something, or bistro or whatever they call it?
Well, they have a thing where you can get like 5 for $5, they call it too, where you can kind of mix and match these different sandwiches.
Oh yeah, I saw that commercial.
I think you can get like kind of baby beef and cheddars and stuff, but I want the real deal, except I don't get the onion bun because those suck. Because normally they come with an onion bun. You got to make sure you tell them like original bun.
What do you think about gyros? Do you like gyros?
Don't think I've ever had one.
Oh. There's that place downtown, I think it's called, like, Pantheons or whatever,
yeah.
On C Street.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, except for that place put too much sour cream and onions on it.
Ugh.
But the meat's pretty good.
Hmm.
There's a good place, too, in Milwaukee. It's kind of like one of those bar time places. And then everyone goes there and buys gyros.
Hmm.
Hmm. What were we talking about before I got on this?
Now, we were briefly talking about Sony's E3 thing, but I don't really think there was much else other than, like, that mag game, God of War 3, and Home still not having a actual launch date. I guess they showed Little Big Planet again, and that game actually does look pretty cool, but, you know, they showed that last year, so wasn't anything new, I guess.
So I guess we'll see. Fallout 3 comes out pretty soon, as well as Rock Band 2.
Yeah. Yeah, God, I was thinking about that the other day. It's like...
I like that Fallout 3 trailer a lot. It starts in the 50s or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, the American home!
Yeah, that game did look pretty cool, where you could, like... You'd, like, pull up some sort of targeting screen on your enemy, and then it would show, like, all the different body parts, like in quadrants or whatever, different segments, and then it would show, like, the likelihood of you hitting them if you shot at whichever one, and then whatever. It was kind of interesting.
So you kind of played as an RPG or something?
Kind of seemed that way. I mean, it is, you know, from Bethesda, so it's, you know, got that angle to it, I'm sure. But
did you ever beat that Mass Effect game?
No. That's a weird one. Like, I'll kind of sit down and play it for a couple of days and be all into it, and then I'll kind of, like, set it down for a couple of months and then play it for a couple of days again. I'm probably due to play it again, I guess.
Hmm.
But, yeah, so there was that, and then, what the hell was the other one I was thinking of? Oh, yeah, then Rock Band 2. I was thinking about that the other day, and it's like, I don't think they've announced an actual release date for that yet. They just said, like, September on the 360, so it could be the very end of September, but even if it is, it's, like, two months away now.
Yes! I'll buy it.
Time's flying.
Time, man.
But that will be pretty cool that they're making it where all of the DLC is backwards and forwards compatible, so even after Rock Band 2 comes out, if you stick with Rock Band 1, all the DLC that's going to come out will still work on Rock Band 1, I guess, as well. So it's going to be Rock Band DLC, not Rock Band 1 and Rock Band 2.
Here's a question. Guitar Hero has the... both those games have Battle of the Bands now, right, I assume?
Yeah.
But do you think the one feature that Guitar Hero on tour or World Tour has... the create a song thing, do you think that's going to be like a big seller?
I don't know if it'll be a big seller. I think it'll be one of those things where it'll generate a lot of shit, but I think there's going to be some people that, you know, will really learn how to use it and make some cool stuff with it, but I don't know if that's a feature that, you know, the majority of people are going to sit there holding each game in their hands and go, oh, well, this one has this create a song feature. Obviously, I need to buy this one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think that'll be the case.
Yeah, I mean, you know, creating a creature in Spore is one thing, but making a song is entirely something else.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, the nice thing is it sounds like it's going to have a feature where people can only upload, I think, 5 songs each. And then other users who have downloaded the songs, whatever, they can actually rate them. So you'll be able to see which ones get rated high. And more than likely, those are the people that know what the hell they're doing, and the stuff mm-hmm. might actually be cool. And because what was it? There was, I think, like IGN used it, and they said they were able to make like a spot-on version of "Smells Like Teen Spirit" using the Create a Song.
You know,
thing.
That's probably what's going to happen. People are just going to like make songs that aren't in the game.
Oh, I'm sure. Which would be cool. I mean, the only thing you'd be lacking is the vocals, because you're not going to be able to add vocals in.
So you make your own version of, you know, I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It.
Yeah, magazine. You could do that. Black Horse and a Cherry Tree, whatever the hell you want.
Yep.
But yeah, I guess the...
Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah. But I guess like with Rock Band 2, the Battle of the Bands thing, it sounds like it's going to be a bit more interesting, because in Guitar Hero World Tour, it sounds like it's pretty much just like... I go online with my band, and then you go online with your band, and we, like, face off or whatever. Where in Rock Band 2, it sounds like they're going to have more, like, tournaments and things, and, like, you'll kind of compete. They haven't fully explained it, but they made some comment, like, you'll kind of compete against your friends list, and then if you do well enough there, then you kind of go on into, like, more of a tournament setting where you're going against, like, the, you know, best bands in the world. So it's got a bit more depth to it than just...
Well, it won't be us.
No, it definitely won't be us, but it'll... And I did read something online. Again, there's a lot of speculation about this game, but it sounded like they are actually thinking about having a feature, kind of like what we talked about on this podcast probably a year ago,
yeah.
Where it was being able to... record your band playing and then sharing it so other people could watch it.
Ah.
Sounds like they're actually might be doing that in this one. So that'd be kind of neat if you had something like that where you could just go and watch other people play or, you know...
Maybe
you could
send it to YouTube.
I think... Was that one of the things?
Actually, Spore has that. Spore, you can send your crap to YouTube, and it's made by EA as well. Coincidence?
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I think that was something.
Sounds
that
like
EA
is really stepping up to the streets.
Well, see, that's a good thing. You know, Activision's come along now and kind of taken their crown, and now EA's got to kind of, you know, step up and do some work again. Can't just keep churning out the same old garbage every year. Once again, competition is good for consumers.
Yes. Well, I mean, EA has a lot of good stuff. It just seems like some of their core stuff is a little stagnant, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, for every John Madden 95 or, you know, the 9 millionth NHL game, you know, they'll, you know, produce Battlefield 2 or...
The Orange
Spore.
Box.
Yeah.
Rock Band.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So, yeah. Alright, shall we move on then? Or what, well, I
dot
guess...
.org?
So E3 is kind of tame, but the core announcements are still what matters, and yeah.
Yeah, I think out of it all, you know, probably the biggest stuff for me would have been Fallout 3 and Rock Band 2, and then the Netflix thing. Were probably the things I was the most interested in of all.
I really didn't watch much of the show, so I don't know.
Yeah. But hey, maybe Dave will buy a second exclusive game, because maybe he'll get that Little Big Planet when it comes out.
Maybe.
Since he did break down and buy Metal Gear Solid 4.
It's the first time for everything. All right, well, yeah, so...
We need to have him guest star on here sometime.
Oh, yeah, we did.
So
yeah,
we
had Mike
about
that one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people think it's, like, they find it daunting for some reason, and they realize all we do is sit on here and bullshit, and it's really not that difficult.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like, you know, sitting in the living room talking about shit for an hour.
Except
you know, it's
for
the same
being
difference.
Recorded. Well, yeah, you want to talk about superhero movies?
Sure.
All right. They need to stop making them, along with video game movies.
Yes, I would agree. It's getting out of control. You could already kind of see it this summer, even before it actually happened, because if you looked at the slate of movies that were coming out, it was like, oh boy, we get Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, Dark Knight...
Hancock!
Hellboy 2, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like... just goes on and on. There might even been some I forgot about. I don't know.
And what's coming out in the future, like Watchmen?
Yeah, Watchmen's coming out. Wolverine comes
Justice
out next
League.
Year.
Apparently there's like a Green Hornet movie they're doing.
Oh, God. They've been talking about that one for
Captain
years,
America,
too.
Nick Fury. Ugh.
They're making... Oh, that's right, because, yeah, they're...
He was an Iron Man, remember?
Well, they're going to make, like, an Avengers movie or whatever it is now, because,
there's
like...
There's going to be a Justice League movie, apparently.
Because, what is it, like, Iron Man's a part of the Avengers, and then so is, like, Nick Fury,
Iron Man doesn't need any help.
But, I mean, they're trying to do all this bullshit now, where it's, like... Like, they're going to start taking these ones where they're separate heroes and start trying to shove them into one movie... to cash in on that, and then, like, with X-Men, they're going the other way, and now they're like, well, we made movies that made a shit ton of money where they were all together, now we're gonna start making ones just about Wolverine, or just about Magneto. And it's like, Jesus Christ, you know, it... I mean, yeah, the movies make money and whatever, but... God damn.
I mean, we were talking about an article you read in Entertainment Weekly or whatever, where the guy was lamenting that, and...
Yeah, like he was lamenting summer movies. Like he was talking about how he hates summer movies now because they're all guys running around in spandex or whatever.
Yeah, whatever happened to like Bruce Willis sticking icicles into people's faces or
the White House blowing up.
Yeah, or Will Smith punching an alien. And God, even Will Smith made a frickin' superhero movie now.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, you know they're making an I Am Legend prequel?
Oh, I just read that today, and I, once again, I probably say this about 10 times a day, but I was just like, Jesus Christ. I probably shouldn't even look at, like, entertainment news online anymore, because that's about all I ever think when I see what they're, like, green lighting. So are they going to show it before, like, everybody got killed off and it was, you know, zombie town?
Well, I mean, they could probably have that, and, you know, obviously a lot of stuff happened... between that and where the movie starts, you know, where he's driving, you know, where he's driving his Ford Shelby GT through the streets of Manhattan trying to shoot deer very ineffectively.
Yes. And not having to look for gas or whatever.
No, he got gas in one scene, you remember?
I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, there's a part where he's like siphoning a gas station.
And how long is this supposed to be after like civilization died off?
Oh, I think 4 years.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, he has like a. Well, I liked it because I thought, oh wow, the last car on Earth is a Ford. Of course.
But yeah, I'd still like to see that movie sometime. But
I liked it. I thought it was fine.
But yeah, the superhero shit's gotten out of control, and it's pretty much all Spider-Man's fault, of course. Because that was the one that, you know, came out and obliterated all the records. And then, you know, of course, these other ones came along and were successful.
Well, I think X-Men, originally being a cheap movie that was successful, that probably got Spider-Man greenlit. And then when
maybe.
And then when Spider-Man made all the money, they just started greenlighting everything.
Yeah.
And now with the success of The Dark Knight, I can't see it.
It's not going to stop.
Ugh.
Well, so far the top two movies this year are The Dark Knight and Iron Man. So
yeah, that's true.
There you go. And then Hancock is one of, you know, the five made over $200 million.
Despite, you know, the quality, you know, I mean, most of these movies are...
They're actually good
in a lot of cases,
but...
But the thing is, they're all the same. You know, it's like... They don't all say with great power comes great responsibility, but they all have that theme. Or, you know, eventually they will hate you.
Like me.
Just make a movie where Green Goblin has to fight the Joker.
Out, am I?
Yes. The contract will go to Quest, and Oscorp will be dead.
Well, see, that probably wouldn't happen, because, you know, it'd be DC and Marvel, but...
Ultimate Alliance.
But, like, in the comics, they had stuff where, like, Batman and Superman would be going head-to-head and stuff like that, but...
Well, I'm sure they're going to, like, reboot Superman again now.
Yeah, because it, you know, it so badly needs rebooting.
But they will. Because they wanted to reboot the last one, but then they didn't, and then it kind of was tepidly received.
But it's so stupid. It's like the last one, you know, didn't do that bad. You know, that's going to be just like the goddamn Incredible Hulk thing.
Oh, no, here we go.
It'll be the same goddamn thing. Exactly the same. Pretty much the same circumstance. It's like you got Incredible Hulk comes out, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's too ponderous, or oh, it's too serious, and people don't like it, and it made like $132 million or whatever. So, what do? They spend more money on the new one, and make a new one, and just kind of disregard the last one they made. And guess what? It's made like $133 million. Like, what? 4 or 5 years later, whatever it's been now? It's like, wow, what a great financial decision you guys made. That was really brilliant.
Well, it seems like all these movies, they fail until they succeed, and that's all they care about, so...
Well, it was so funny, because when this one came out, you know, they're all like, oh, this one's a success, and all that, and it's like, its opening weekend was less than the original ones, and then, in the end, it's barely going to make any more money. And if you put inflation into it, it probably won't make any more money, especially since its budget was higher and everything else, but it's like... And they're going to do the same goddamn thing with Superman, probably. Because it's like...
Oh, and RoboCop, they're reimagining that now. It is a reimagining reboot.
And it's Darren Aronofsky doing it, which saddens me. But I guess he's got to go and, you know, make his cash-in movie
well,
at some
anyway,
point.
Anyway, my point is, since all the superhero movies are basically the same, and so many movies are superhero movies, it makes all the movies even more the same, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Someone either has an accident or decides to become a superhero because of guilt, and they go around fighting people, and then the people turn against them, and it's just the same over and over and over. So this huge percentage of movies being superhero movies, it makes everything less creative. I mean, yeah, back in the old days. Now, I know we've talked about this on many occasions. I don't know if we've talked about it on the podcast, but like Michael Bay... like him or hate him, he's like the only remaining like 80s movie action director.
Yes!
He makes 80s movies still, which are cool. I mean, he hasn't made a freaking superhero movie yet, and he makes movies where things get blown up and people get shot and cars fly through the air, and he makes a few he needs to do some more R-rated stuff, but,
But he tells it like it is. Like, I read something the other day where that Megan Fox from Transformers, I guess she showed up to the set for Transformers 2, and he was like, you need to put on 10 pounds, you're way too skinny. He's like, I don't like skinny girls in my movies or whatever. And
don't come back until you've eaten 10 sandwiches.
Yes. And I was like, good. There needs to be more of that shit.
Yeah, but you know, actually when I heard that, when he said that, you gotta think about it, he had like T. Leone... Claire Forlani, Kate Beckinsale, Jennifer Gardner, those aren't exactly like chubbers.
Well, they're not chubbers, but...
So Megan Fox must have just gotten real thin, I guess that's
But they're
point.
Not like skeletons either.
I mean, they're not like Keira Knightley?
Exactly. Just think, if she quit smoking, she'd probably be a nice, you know, voluptuous
woman. Smoking
is
a great weight loss procedure.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But if she quit, then she'd, you know, put on some pounds and probably be nice and voluptuous. But what are you going to do?
Yeah.
But yeah, superhero movies are way out of control. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and try to say I think Independence Day is a better movie than Iron Man or Dark Knight, because it's not. But at the same time, it's like you get kind of tired of, you know, oh, great, it's another weekend, and oh, it's another superhero movie. I mean, at least Independence Day was, you know, something different.
Right.
And... You know, I don't know, it's kind of annoying. It's like, you know, you look back, like we I don't know if we brought up 80s movies much on here or not, but, you know, back in the 80s, things were pretty carefree. I mean, yeah, there was, you know, shit going on in the world and whatever, but, you know, you had Rambo running around blowing shit up, and then you had, like, Commando, and then you also had movies like Beverly Hills Cop and Indiana Jones and Back to the Future. And
yeah, they could make an R-rated movie where people got shot and killed with profanity, sex, and it would still make tons of money.
Yeah.
Because nowadays, they're too... I mean, you know, Beverly Hills Cop making $220 million, like, you know, 24 years ago is... That's like...
That's pretty big money. Yeah.
That's like a movie doing like $500 million now. It's ridiculous. But you know, nowadays, they would... I mean, like, even if they make Beverly Hills Cop 4, which they shouldn't, but if they do, it'll be neutered.
I know he said he wants it to be a hard R.
So, who's doing that one?
Isn't it Ratner that's doing that?
I thought he was going to do God of War.
I think he's doing that, but I think he's probably doing this Beverly Hills Cop thing first. I thought it was Ratner.
You know, I think the only Ratner movie I've seen is X-Men 3, which I actually thought was pretty decent, so...
Actually, I've seen quite a few, because I saw Rush Hour, that was okay. But then, yeah, X-Men 3 was good, and Red Dragon wasn't that bad, really. It's fairly decent. And I haven't seen that Family Man movie he did, so it... I mean, he's, you know, serviceable, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Oh, here's a question. What about McG and Terminator 4?
Yeah, that one's like a total wild card to me, because
I'll go see it.
I'm sure I'll see it, but... It's like, I've seen both Charlie's Angels movies, and the first one was, you know, fun and whatever, and the second one was just god-awful. Like, within the first 2 minutes, you pretty much know that you'd rather be having a root canal than watching that movie. And it's just, it doesn't get any better.
Speaking of god-awful, what about Mummy 3?
Well, it doesn't have Rachel Weisz in it, so it's already got the deck stacked against it. Nothing against Maria Bello, but it's...
She's not Rachel Weisz.
She's not Rachel Weisz. It's the Mummy.
She was in that movie with Mel Gibson, Payback.
Yes. Oh, she's a good actress. She was really good in, like, A History of Violence and The Cooler.
Thank you for smoking. And, of course, Coyote Ugly. Actually, that movie wasn't very good.
Yeah, I caught the end of it the other night, and that's all I've ever seen, and I really don't need to see anymore.
That movie pissed me off. They're like at this bar, and these two guys go up to the bar, and they say, beer! They order beer!
I hate that.
Ugh!
Especially when it's a movie where, you know, it's like, yeah, centered around a bar, you'd think they probably could have gotten some, you know, beer company on board, so they could have said, you know, give me a Miller. Or whatever, or a Bud, but I guess not.
Yeah. Oh, and then this guy, like, tries to grab one of the bartenders, and so they dump a bucket of ice on his head, and he thinks it's funny. Yeah, right.
Lame. Yeah, I saw John Goodman dancing on the bar while Leanne Rimes sang at the end, and... I was just kind of like, yeah, this really looks like something.
Yeah, like Leanne Rimes would really go into this dive bar in Manhattan and sing.
Well, maybe now. Never hear about her anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, what is she now, like 19?
she's probably just like in her late 20s or something.
She hangs out
now.
With Jewel, probably.
Oh, yeah. They compared poetry notes or something.
But, I don't know, I've seen a lot of ads for Mummy 3, so it's probably terrible, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, that'll be a shitty movie night candidate, probably.
Well, you know, actually, the only Rob Cohen movie that I saw that I thought was really bad was Stealth, and I actually saw Dragonheart as well.
Yeah, Stealth was shit.
So maybe he's going to try to redeem himself, I would hope.
Could be.
I mean, XXX, I didn't need to see it again, but it was perfectly serviceable the time I saw it. I mean, it had Vin Diesel in it and machine guns.
Oh, yeah, it was a fun movie. It's a good brain dead movie.
That's what we need more of. These people like The Rock and Vin Diesel and Matthew McConaughey need to stop making these stupid romantic comedies like daddy, daycare, preschool movies. They need to pick up a machine gun and go kill people.
Oh, we had We had two great casting decisions last night for Hollywood to take note of.
All right, well, so listen up.
One was, well, they both involved Matthew McConaughey, of course. Well, actually, we got more than just that, I guess, but it was for a He-Man movie, put Matthew McConaughey in it as He-Man.
Yeah.
He'd be perfect, because, I mean, he has the right look and everything. And then the other one was a Magnum P.I. movie with Matthew McConaughey as Magnum P.I., of course, because basically they could just film it Bowfinger style and just not even let him in on the joke and film his life, and it would pretty much fit. And then, of course, there's the old standby, since it sounds like they are making the God of War movie, Brett Ratner cast fucking Vin Diesel in that movie.
Yeah, it'll probably be like Timothy Oliphant or something ridiculous like that.
See, that's one where I will not go to it in the theater unless they make the right casting decision.
And it has to be rated R. There's absolutely no way in hell it cannot be rated R.
Yep.
Which means it won't be.
Well, see, the thing is, it's like,
Brett Ratner has made a lot of R-rated movies, so maybe it will.
Yeah, and it's, in a way, it's too bad they didn't get the God of War, or not the God of War, the 300 guy to do it, Zack Snyder. I mean, not that I liked 300 a lot, but it was R. You know, it was violent. It had sexual content.
Yeah,
had, like, all the stuff that God of War should have if they're going to make it into a movie.
Yeah, and what's the, another thing I'm curious about is apparently they are doing a oh, that's that Lewis Lutter guy who did Hulk.
Oh, he's doing Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, that's the movie he's doing next.
Okay.
And it's written by Lawrence Kasdan, which is interesting. But why make that and God of War? Maybe that'll be the Hollywood movie duality next year or something, because it's pretty much the same goddamn thing. If you've ever seen Clash of the Titans, it's pretty much like a tame movie of God of War.
Yeah.
But again, you know, why make both? But I guess it's Hollywood.
Yeah, it's Hollywood. They have to do everything in twos.
Yeah, you have to have your two ant movies, your two asteroid movies, your two volcano movies.
Your two Sherlock Holmes movies now. Lame.
Yeah, I hope. I don't know. Is it the comedy Sherlock Holmes, which I'm assuming it will be. I mean, it could be good, or it could be like Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
Even though I like that movie. It's got really good production design.
Yeah, because what was it, the one, like, I think Apatow is producing it, I don't think he's directing it, but it's got, like, Sacha Baron Cohen, otherwise known as Ali G or Borat, and then Will Ferrell in it, and then the other one is, like, Guy Ritchie directing it, and it's, I don't know if he got cast in it or it was just, like, a wish, but it sounded like they wanted to get Robert Downey Jr. for that one.
You know, I think the Apatow one, I think that actually could be a success. Because nobody's going to go see the, what's his other character? The German guy?
Like the enemy guy?
No. Not Ali G, not Borat, the other guy.
Oh, Bruno. The gay, like, fashion designer guy or whatever.
I just don't think that movie's going to fly.
Yeah, which I guess they're actually making that.
Oh, yeah, they're making it. But it sounds like it's the same thing where he goes in and he, like, wrestles guys and stuff and nobody expects it and they get mad. And it just basically sounds like Borat 2.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't think it'll be successful the second time around.
No.
But anyway, this Sherlock Holmes movie, it would have potential. I mean, that's a good cast, and if it's a comedy.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
And I'm sure it'll be, like, you know, a big movie where, you know, they actually, like, you know, have London or whatever and I just hope they don't Wild Wild West it up or League of Extraordinary Gentlemen it up, even though I thought that. I actually kind of like that movie, to be honest. I am Alan Quarterman, and I am old. I'm going to punch you because I am Sean Connery, and
Yet another goddamn comic book movie. At least that was like a lesser known one, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, I liked The Dark Knight a lot. I didn't think it was, like, four fist worthy or anything like all these other critics seem to think. But, yeah, sadly, based on its success, it's probably going to mean that superhero movies are going to be around for quite a long time yet.
I almost wish they would make another Batman and Robin to end it for a while. I mean, just like Star Trek, they had to make that god-awful Star Trek Nemesis movie, and that pretty much killed it off, and now they're starting from scratch.
Yeah.
Which I'm cautious about, but I'll go see it. I mean, why wouldn't I?
Yeah, it's like we were talking about the other night. It's like I'll actually probably go to that one just because I'm not a Trekkie. I don't have anything invested in Star Trek at all. So the fact that they're actually rebooting that one, I'm like, okay, cool, because I didn't give a shit about it before, so I'll check it out now. But it would be nice to see some...
the J.J. Abrams, I mean, he does cool stuff, I mean...
That's one thing that makes me sad, too, about Shyamalan, like, falling off the horse lately here, is it's like, at least he was bringing out, you know, kind of different stuff in the summertime.
That's true.
Like, kind of counter-programming,
his
almost.
His movies were always different, kind of, for a while.
Yeah. I mean, they all kind of had the thriller aspect, but they definitely weren't, like, rehashing the exact same plots or anything like
that. Spielberg needs to do that more, too. He used to, you know, be very eclectic with his movies, and also they were good, except for, of course, Indiana Jones 4, which was a turd.
Ugh. Hopefully he makes that Lincoln movie.
Yeah.
Because he's been doing pretty good with that, like, this decade. You know, he had, like, Catch Me If You Can and Minority Report.
Right, but he didn't really have, like, any super big hits. I mean, I know, like, stuff like War of the Worlds is pretty successful, but...
Yeah, that was pretty big. Made, like, $250 million or something like that, but...
Yeah, I know, but, you know, he hasn't had, like, an E.T. or Jurassic Park.
Well, Indy 4, which was the biggest turd of any of them.
Yeah, I seriously think that's probably the worst Spielberg movie I've seen since 1941.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that.
I haven't seen every movie he's made since then, but I've seen most of them.
Yeah. Lost World definitely pisses all over it, that's for sure. You get to see a dinosaur eating a dog.
Yes! Alright, well, we should probably wrap up here pretty soon. But, email us about roundabouts in Europe, your thoughts, and how often McDonald's changes their fry vat grease. The reason I ask is because they talk about using that grease to, like, power cars.
Yeah,
but
like
how
bio-diesel.
Often do stores go through it? Yeah, that's kind of a question. Alright, well, we'll catch you next time.
Adios.